The legislature's finance committee denied funding for a boat launch in the city of Ashland, and that's despite previously signing off on similar funds for another northern Wisconsin marina. It's Monday, February 26th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, some high schools in Racine have turned away from accepting cash when selling tickets to high school events. That's led to protests. And Wisconsin lawmakers passed two bills last week to unlock federal funding for electric vehicle charging stations. Stay with us.
What's going on in Wisconsin today? You find out on the Wisconsin Today podcast. This 10 minutes of regional news is supported by the people who listen. You. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
This month, the legislature's finance committee shot down funding for a boat launch in the city of Ashland. As Danielle Kading reports, that's despite the committee previously signing off on similar funds for a different northern Wisconsin marina.
The Joint Committee on Finance rejected around $1 million in recreational boating grants under the state's stewardship program. Ashland sought the funds as part of plans to redevelop a former Superfund site on its waterfront. But Republican Representative Mark Bourne, the committee's co-chair, took issue with the state providing most of the money for the project. Ashland Mayor Matt McKenzie says it would help tourists access Lake Superior.
It's not that we're just looking for a free handout. We're looking for a hand up. And we really feel strongly that it benefits the whole state.
The committee previously approved $1.1 million in boating grants for repairs at Saxon Harbor. But Bourne says that project had significant buy-in from other sources. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Ethics investigators are recommending felony charges against a fundraising group connected to former President Donald Trump and against Trump allies in Wisconsin. The bipartisan Wisconsin Ethics Commission looked into reports that Representative Janelle Branchin helped funnel funds from Trump's Save America PAC. That was allegedly in service of a primary challenge to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in 2022. County GOP arms have also been referred for prosecution in the alleged scheme. The commission says they skirted campaign finance law by transferring money in excess of caps on individual donations to Voss's primary opponent. The commission forwarded the recommendations to relevant district attorneys. They have 60 days to decide whether to prosecute those involved, and if they don't, the State Department of Justice could act. Branchin, Voss, and the Trump campaign all did not respond to WPR's requests for comment. Students are protesting a new digital ticketing system at high schools in Racine. Margaret Faust reports students are collecting signatures for a petition.
What do we want?
Cash option!
When do we want it?
Now!
Students outside a high school basketball game in Racine are calling on the district to change its ticket sales policy. The district uses an app to sell tickets to school events. These students want the district to expand options for cash ticket sales. Lily Beth Rodriguez is a high school sophomore. She says without an easy way to pay for tickets with cash, events become exclusive.
The cash option is like belittling, and not only for the undocumented, but also to the people who are not able to obtain a credit card.
A spokesperson for the district says the app makes for safer and more efficient events. There are ways to pay for tickets with cash, but students say they are less accessible. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, Wisconsin is getting closer to having a network of high-speed charging stations for electric vehicles. Last week, lawmakers passed two bills that would unlock $78 million in federal funding to build EV charging infrastructure. One bill authorizes the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to establish and fund an EV charging station program. That bill is now headed to Governor Tony Evers' desk. The other would exempt EV charging stations from being regulated as utilities. That measure was aimed to ban local governments from requiring private developers to install EV charging stations. The amendment seems directed at a Madison ordinance passed in 2021. Eric Cantor is the Government Relations Director of Clean Wisconsin.
$78 million is really important. This bill needs to pass, even if it needs to pass with that amendment at this point. And so we expect the Senate to take it up in March, and we're looking forward to watching the governor sign it into law.
Both bills passed the assembly with near unanimous support. And one quick note before we're out of here, the Milwaukee Admirals own the second longest win streak in American Hockey League history at 19 games. That ended with a loss over the weekend. The longest win streak, by the way, in AHL history is 28 games. So congrats to the Admirals for making it all the way to second place in the history books. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and the producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we'll be in your podcast feed every single weekday morning, so hit subscribe, tell a friend, help spread the word, and we'll keep bringing you the news. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.